It has to be so. But as always with humankind, you have to somehow believe that the knowledge comes from yourselves. Although, as you well know, my dear friends, much is inspired not only from our world, but from people such as yourselves who are devoted to the truth.
Yes. The idea that it comes from ourselves seems almost a cosmic joke now.
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Yes,
I. Forgive me, continue, please.
I was going to say we have become so much more aware of the sources of knowledge and inspiration, and that particularly comes to us from spirit.
Yes.
This is much appreciated.
You were thanking us, Sally Met, for passing on the word, but I can only say that it's your inspiration and those from spirit that have inspired us to want to pass it on. It just only seems a natural thing to do now.
Thank you for those words, my dear friend. That, of course, is our purpose, to gather together those of you who are willing to listen to truth and who are willing to stand up for truth and also who are willing to spread the truth. On many, many occasions in this planet alone have we tried to inspire amongst humankind elements of truth which somehow have been corrupted and changed. But I am sure, not only from what I say, but from your own recognition of humankind, that you also can see a quickening and an awareness throughout your world. It is there for all to see. But our object is to try to spread the truth even further at this time in your evolution. And much is being done.
Yes, well, perhaps we should not overlook the development with Bonniol, which in itself I feel is a further help to us in spreading the truth.
Yes.
And presenting a particular slant of interest to people.
Yes.
It's so nice that we have been, or we are being able to compare our own progress as physical beings on a physical planet with another group of physical beings on another planet.
Yes.
It seems somehow to reinforce everything in making those comparisons.
Yes. You have very aptly led me into the introduction of my next words, which were to say why, as a group, you have been introduced to such knowledge. Because, my dear friends, you have been ready to receive. You have been ready to accept. and you are now ready to give forth that knowledge also. And I am sure in some way you will find disbelief, but it matters not, because as I have told you on many occasions, if only the seed is sown, then you have achieved what you are meant to do. And we cannot ask more of you, dear people.
Are there many other groups that are receiving having visits from other planets?
There are many groups throughout your world who have contact with other beings, who can speak as you do with a certainty and a knowledge. The way I have introduced you is slightly different, inasmuch that your visitor comes through another, whereas with the lots of groups it is through transwork. But this is a conscious effort within this group.
What was the word you used? A trans group? Just now you said with the other groups a trans
state.
Oh, trans. Yes, thank you.
Yes. They receive information in that way.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
But of course, we had been speaking much of mind projection.
Yes.
So, as it is not easy for each one here to project mind easily, we felt it was a very good exercise to combine both things.
Indeed. Yes.
But to answer your question, yes, many people would clarify knowledge of other life.
Yes, that's good.
It's interesting too that it comes to us by this other method of communication.
Yes.
Which, apart from anything else, helps us to understand the nature of mind, which by and large on this planet is rather poorly understood.
And still it is. Yes, you will never fully understand the workings of the mind, because after all, mind is spirit. Therefore, there must be limitations in your understanding.
So only when we return to spirit will we fully understand it?
Fully understand. But of course, as we continue forward in our knowledge, your understanding will become a little greater. Of course, as well. But to fully understand the mind, you must belong in spirit.
Yes.
And even then, I would have to say, it would take some considerable time for the understanding. Because you see, it is a natural part of your spirit to use the mind, without fully understanding the mechanics of it.
At least we're becoming more and more aware that mind is so much exterior to the physical brain.
Oh, of course, it is I would say almost separate. There is a union, of course, but the mind exists on its own merits. It does not need a physical body to function.
I know that in the past, many on the planet have credited the physical brain with far too much.
Yes, of course. But it is the lack of knowledge which brings forth these kinds of words. They do not understand. They only see a physical being and nothing else. So, of course, their thinking is dulled. Now, my dear friends, I have one more thing for you to say. And I would like you to look deeply within yourselves, because I bring to you a question. A question which I would like you to think about and to answer. And the question, my dear friends, is this. What, with all the knowledge that you now have, and with the truths which I have brought to you, what do you now feel is the purpose of your earthly life this time? Past, present, and time to come. And again, I feel your silence.
No, I'm thinking. To sort of put the record straight in the spiritual meaning of life. To set the right... to what others have done in the past that's been forgotten or changed. Put it in such a way now with the technology we've got, such that the truth stays and can grow and reach all those people that perhaps missed it or didn't receive it properly.
I understand your words. And of course, that is the purpose that you recognize for time to come. What do you feel has been your purpose in a more human and personal sense?
Life's a journey, and it's a journey towards a greater perfection of spirit, which seems to be learnt through these physical bodies.
Of course. But do you recognize your purpose this time?
My immediate thought was your story about the diamond and trying to make ourselves better. And I'm just feeling that I need to be less selfish. It's become a selfless person. That you perhaps don't count so much. You can just give rather than take, which is, I think, when I first came onto this earth, it was a take, and that seems to be changing to a give.
Yes, now you are beginning to understand my question. Of course, each one of you has the knowledge now to to give of the truth and to allow others to partake of your truth. But as individual human beings, you came here with a purpose. And this was part of your purpose. But there also was a human learning as well, to enrich and to enlarge your spirit. That is what I speak of. And yes, my dear friend, I would put one question to you. Where does that feeling come from?
It must come from within. It's just something I feel now.
It is something you know.
Alright.
Yes. It is a knowledge that brings itself to the fore. And now that your understanding has grown, you see yourself in a much different light.
Definitely.
Yes. That was a very good answer. And as always, I do not promise life to be easy, but it will be a life enriched with knowledge for each and every one of you.
Yes, as a child, as a young person, I seem to feel that the horizons that one looked to were so much closer then. The horizons today are so much more distant, and that expanse to the horizon embraces so much more knowledge and awareness.
Yes. I may say to you, my dear friend, that even as a child, you exuded a knowledge which captivated others. And that has been one of your life's purposes.
Well, thank you. Yes, there were moments.
Yes.
I was not a paragon of virtue all the time.
I did not say that you were, but the purpose that brought you here, you have endeavored to carry out in the best way that you know how. And these purposes in life have led each one of you to come together at this time for the purpose that we have spoken of. But I would like you to ponder in your meditation state what that human element, what that purpose has been. Whether you have achieved it or are yet to achieve it, the recognition will be instantaneous for you. As the lady has said, it is a knowing, not a wondering, not anything else, but a true inner knowledge.
And I remember you saying to me that I was learning tolerance.
Yes.
I was mentioning my mother at some time while she was finding life difficult, and myself. And yes, I can see that hopefully I've become a much more tolerant person.
You have, my dear friend, but you still have a way to go.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, I can see that too. Talking of mothers, my mother always used to go to church, and right up to not so long ago, but 2 or 3 years ago. And now you said, you know, when you get dementia, you start getting nearer to spirit. But now she's saying that she doesn't think there's a God at all. So from all her life believing there was one, she's now deciding there isn't one. And I don't know if this is because she's not thinking.
Yes, no. She is becoming not well in the human form, which creates the human thinking. But spiritually, she will be moving towards that all-knowing.
Yes.
Whether she is aware of it or not, I can tell you that she will be moving closer to going home.
Yes.
To the joy of returning home.
Yes.
But she still has to endure the physical life.
Yes.
With all of its problems and all of its disturbances. You cannot change that for her.
No. She's looking forward to going, or to leaving this physical life. I know that much. But, I hope she's looking forward to another life. Unknowingly, because she's, say at the moment, she's not thinking there is one.
No matter what you think physically, you can never deny your spirit. Because that is your existence. That is the part of you that continues.
Yes.
That is the part of you that is reborn. You cannot change. So, do not be too concerned.
But what about these spirits that don't know they've died? And they're not moving on. Can you just again tell me why then they're not, if their spirit is all-knowing, why when they've passed over then they don't get the all-knowing? Is it something to do with before they left that they were determined they weren't going to?
Because, my dear friend, they still retain their free will.
Oh, yes.
You remember my words now?
Yes.
They still retain free will. And if their beliefs have forgotten, to put it in a casual way, if they have forgotten that they are truly spirit, then they stay close to this earth vibration. And that free will, that free thought, holds them back.
Yes.
They hold themselves back. But help is always available for them.
Yes. They just got to accept it.
Yes.
When they're ready.
When they are ready to release earthly feelings and realize their true being. I hope that has helped you.
Yes, that has helped.
It might seem a curious question, but if I were to ask you if there are many conglomerates such as yourself, would your answer be that all is connected anyway?
Yes.
Yes, I thought it might be.
Of course. How can we not be connected? It would not make sense.
Yes, so one cannot really talk of separate conglomerate beings.
you can speak of separation to a degree in the spirit side of life, but as you progress and you belong to the fuller aspect of life, then you cannot be separate. You are part of the whole.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Separation comes only when you first enter our world, and there are still many of life's lessons to be learned.
Yes. Yes, I was just seeking a further impression of yourself, having...
I have noted your curiosity, and at some stage I will try to explain to you.
Thank you.
But it is difficult to explain non-human phenomena as opposed to the physical element.
I think it was partly from having knowledge of Seth too, who also described himself as being part of a conglomerate.
Yes. Conglomerate is a word we use mainly for your understanding.
Ah, yes. Yes. But, yes, I see that all would be connected anyway.
Yes. Yes, but the greater part, there can be no separation as such.
Thank you.
This is a physical question. Did you have to work up to the position that you were in?
Work up?
Yes. You know, did you start lower and have to work up to get to the position?
Understand your question, my dear friend.
I think it's a physical question.
Yes.
It's a very human approach.
I fear the word you are looking for is progression.
Progression
of the spirit.
Yes.
Yes. That is correct. As time and again we enter the physical word time, as you continue in spirit, when the knowledge has become great enough, then yes, the spirit progresses.
And you did too?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I understand that we progress, but
yes.
I wonder if you had...
Not in the sense that you understand. Of course, all of existence is progression.
Yes.
That does not stop. That does not stop. Always we are growing. As I too am growing in the situation with yourselves, with this teaching.
Yeah.
It is a progression. It is a progression for this aspect of spirit that I am.
Why are there these different aspects of spirit, if you can say? I mean, you are, put in a physical wording, a much higher spirit than us and that we will ever be. But why are there those... I understand, you know, we need you to teach us. And so that is perhaps your purpose.
Why do we have higher and lower ones?
Yes, yes. Why, you know, if we're all part of the whole, why are there these different...
Because because the whole is not static. It is ever expanding.
So you... yes, I do understand.
It is like the small child who is learning.
Yes.
Until they reach such time as they feel they know all there is to know. And then suddenly they realize they know very little.
Yes.
And they move forward.
Yes.
So is all life. All life is ever expanding.
Mm.
Knowledge is ever expanding.
But so that, yeah, I understand that. But why did you start off being a higher knowledge? And you're a higher being. I know if
as a being who has never existed upon this planet.
Yes.
That is what you mean.
No, yes, well in as you are a spirit, you didn't start off as a meager, as a lower, if you can put it that way, spirit, and work up to your,
yes,
progress to that. You started off your existence as a higher being.
That is your words.
Yes.
Higher being. I just am. I cannot explain it to you in simple words.
No.
But there are beings who have always been, not to the extent of the creative force.
No.
But there is energy which has mutated and changed as all of creation changes.
Mm. Yeah.
We are in difficult waters here.
No, saying that makes sense to me, actually, what you just said. I
am pleased.
Yes.
Because always this is the problem. To try to put non-physical conditions into physical language.
Yes.
It is not easy.
No, but what you said there, I can understand.
I think Jesus found a similar difficulty.
Yes.
And I recall the phrase, I am that I am.
Yes. It is something that I feel as human beings is too difficult for you to comprehend.
Mm.
But yes, not all energy has trodden this earthly pathway.
Yes, no, I understand that. Yes.
As do the angels.
Mm.
They have never trodden this earthly pathway.
Mm.
It is a difficult subject.
Yes. But no, that does help a lot. Thank you for that. Mm. And I'm very glad that you did. You are as you are, because without you, we wouldn't be able to progress. So that's very good.
It's, yes. Why should it be an assumption that life begins on a planet,
yes,
and progresses from there? One could say this is an assumption that is made by a mind that needs to expand more, shall we say.
You, as I will say to you once more, as human beings, you are at the bottom of the scale.
Yes.
And I do not wish to sound disrespectful to you, because human achievement does much for the spirit, but it does indicate that there is much growth needed.
When I asked you just now, Sandra, you know, about progressing, I knew that you hadn't been physical. I meant it purely in spiritual terms.
Yes.
But surely human beings are one way, one method of progression. But we should never view it as the only way.
Of course not.
That would be...
All of existence is progression. All is expansion.
I think we've maybe gone over this a little bit before, but all our aspects don't necessarily have to have a physical learning curve.
No.
Only this one part, or perhaps
some
two parts.
Parts, yes. No, not all aspects need to return to physical overcoats.
Mm.
Of course not.
Mm.
So what we call the higher self, that aspect would...
Your higher self is your spirit.
Yes.
And that spirit, that already is, in a sense, is it, quite high up?
That is the all-knowing part of you.
And that may or may not... That doesn't wear the physical overcoat, does it? That just stays spirit.
That's what I was thinking.
You can call it mind, you can call it an aspect. It is that part of the being that helps to activate all areas of your existence. It is that part of you that is all-knowing and can help you to go forward.
So if it's all-knowing, does that mean that it's part of the great creative force, that part?
Everything is part of the creative force. You cannot say otherwise.
It's just that when we're involved in the reincarnation cycle, we're perhaps the furthest removed from that purity.
Yes. Yes.
But we're still connected to it.
But it causes confusion when you try to make a scale of spirit. It confuses your thinking, I fear. You must just see yourself as that point and part of the creative force. You must look upon this lifetime, this human lifetime, as part of your growth, and not a part of you that is any the less of spirit.
That's a good idea.
Mm. Yes, 'cause I was gonna say
you are kind of placing the human form to the very bottom of the ladder, which in a way you are as far as learning, but not as far as your spirit goes. You have to find the connection at all times.
So all spirit is equal
when it is pure spirit.
Yes.
The material being is just a...
Yes, it is nothing.
It's just a method of...
A method of growth.
So we choose to come here simply because that is what we are, we need for our learning.
You have chosen to come because that is what you feel is best for your spirit.
Yes, all right.
Yes, I think that we hold on to that.
Yes, it's not that we've been given this thing, it's that that's what we've chosen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the other beings that you've said on other planets that are far more intelligent or advanced or whatever the words you like to use.
It is just part of their evolution.
Yes.
Within the whole scope of existence.
And whilst they're away from their spirit, their hold in spirit, that's how they are. Once they return to spirit, then we're all equal.
You will still have the knowledge there, but as I have said, you retain free will, which can hold you back in a sense.
Yes.
But you have the knowledge to progress and go forward.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
I hope that has helped you.
Yes,
I know it is difficult.
Yes, it is puzzling.
This evening has been a nice, cosy chat.
Yes.
We're grateful for that.
Yes. No, I found that very interesting this evening. That's helped me a lot.
If it helps to reinforce your thinking, then, my dear friends, it can only be good.
Yes.
You are more than what you think you are.
It's just a shame we don't know, not the whole planet don't know all this, isn't it? If we could only just get it to all of them and one go, it would be brilliant.
We're gradually telling them all.
Yes.
Passing on the way. Yeah.
Well, we're back to the object of our project.
Yes. We've got to get it to the world leaders. That's what we need to do.
We'll do that next week.
And the rebels.
Right. As I see it, it doesn't really matter which level becomes aware, because even if the leaders do not become aware, they'll be dragged along.
And also, I wonder the very fact that we're understanding it now and thinking along the right lines. Our thoughts alone must be sending out waves.
I will use my favourite words before I leave you this time. You have spoken, and to send your thoughts, to understand your thoughts, to pass on those thoughts is the most powerful tool that you can possess. There is the power of the word, there is the power of your own one-to-one communication, but you cannot have better than your thoughts. Because, as you now know, there is no distance involved in thought projection. And that is part of your way of sending your thoughts. You have now taken for granted, my dear friends, the healing thoughts which you send every time you meet. You do not question, you do not analyze how these thoughts reach our world, and how these people are helped. But indeed, it happens. So, again, I will leave you with that word.
Wonderful. Sure, we all feel very enriched from that discussion.
Yes, yeah, we'll have another beautiful evening. Thank you.